All right, everybody, gather around. We are joined in the media center by our NGK SparkPlugs Worldwide National Top Fuel winner, Steve Torrence. It is Steve's first victory of the 2019 season. His most recent victory was part of the perfect countdown that led to his championship in 2018. Steve just got his career victory number 28 and has been absolutely dominant here at Z-Max. Three in a row, four wide wins. Pretty amazing. Third consecutive four wide victory and have won the last four of five events here at Z-Max Dragway, defending Top Fuel World Champion. Steve, what was different about this weekend, the first couple of races of the season? You guys were kind of hunting it, and you came out here and really made it down most of the qualifying runs and eliminations. It seems like a pretty flawless effort. Tell me about your weekend.
You know, Richard Hogan and Bobby Ligon and every one of those Capco boys, they just instill confidence in you. And I hadn't been driving the most confidence. I think that I had mentioned it earlier in one of the interviews that maybe I'd been driving on the defense instead of on the offense. So changed my mindset and just went out there and tried to do what I knew how to do instead of thinking about it. And same thing I did in Vegas at the four wide. I just got up there and let my mind get in front of my foot. And so we hadn't had the car that we had in the countdown, but it's not because of anything other than just trying some things and testing some stuff. I think that we might have learned a little bit better of how to work the countdown and how to work the season. It's a marathon, not a sprint. So we've had a lot of success here at Z-Max. I like this place. I at first was pretty open about not being a fan of the four wide, but I have retracted that statement and I enjoy it. I mean, we do really well here. I like racing here. This is a cool place to come. Bruton's built unbelievable facilities, but this just happens to be one that we do really well at, so I like to come here. We could race all of them here if you guys didn't care. And it's been not the way we wanted to start the season, and you kind of look at it and you think, well, we hadn't won a race and we're not doing that good, but in the scheme of things, I think we came in here third in the points, so obviously we weren't doing too bad. But we have a high level of expectation that we carry at Torrence Racing, and I got a really good group of guys behind me, and so it makes it even more gratifying to come here and kind of turn the tables on things and see if we can get some momentum going.
All right, we're going to open it up to members of the media, please, with your name and affiliation if you have a question for our Top Fuel winner. Phil Burgess, NHRA National Dragster.
Hey, Steve, started out here, first run down the track, wasn't what you hoped for. What did you guys learn from that, and how did you translate that to today under different conditions where you went down the track three straight times?
Well, I mean, the first run, given the weather and the conditions and how they changed and the drastic change that we dealt with, you really didn't put a whole lot of stock into that first run. I mean, you went out there and reset the track record, Mike and AJ did, and went 68. I mean, we just missed the tune-up. We didn't have enough thrown at it, and it shook the tires from the time I hit the gas pedal till I let off. And I had a little conversation with myself, said, damn, that hurt. But we go back into Saturday, and those two qualifying hits that we made were more representative of what we were needed to do today. And I think that we were low for the first one yesterday and second low or something for the second one. So it just instills confidence in you when your car is able to go down the racetrack and do what you need it to do. So kind of threw that one Friday out, got it out of the back of your mind, and just went out and raced today.
Next up, Bobby Bennett, CompetitionPlus.com.
Steve, when you came out of the car on the top end and did your interview, you look like you were really mad. Were you mad that it's taken you six races to win a race this year?
No, I'm not mad. I've kind of learned some things about myself. I have to get into a little different mindset. I can't be all relaxed and just happy-go-lucky. I got to kind of have a chip on my shoulder, and not directed at anybody, maybe directed at somebody, but it's the way that I seem to race better, and just an aggressive stance and just going for it instead of just sitting back and kind of letting it happen and driving and like I said, be on the defense. I changed this morning. I woke up and had a conversation with myself and said, we're going to go get this deal done.
As a follow-up, did you have a chip on your shoulder the first five races?
No, I had a chip on my shoulder, but for the last 24, though. So it's just a mindset that I, as a driver, have to be in. And I think that when you, I mean, as you go through this, you learn what works for you and what doesn't work for you. And I know what doesn't work, and I figured out what does. So it's just the way that I race.
It's your dad's birthday?
It is my dad's birthday. The old fella is 61 years old today, and I thought, Dad, did you ever think you'd make it this long? He goes, heck no, I didn't. But really special. I've been able to win here once before on his birthday, and to be able to do it again, that's a really special deal. And family is what this is about. And to take this home and say, hey, I got this for your birthday. And, you know, Sean Langdon's dad's been going through some health issues, and I told him coming into the final round, I said, go win this one for your pops. And it's we're out here racing, we're out here competing, but at the end of the day, this is a big family. And so you kind of got to remember that and not get caught up in everything. And so happy birthday to my dad. Sean, I'm glad you could win this one for your old man. That's pretty special. And we're going to do some celebrating tonight. I can hear a train horn in the background.
There is any additional questions for our Top Fuel winner here at the NGK 4-White Nationals? Yes, Mr. Sean Langdon, Coletta Motorsports.
I picked you twice this year in fantasy, and you let me down. So on the third and final one, I picked you, and you propelled me into the top five in the points. How's that make you feel?
You helped Sean Langdon with his fantasy team. How does that make you feel?
I'm glad for you. I'm glad. If anything else I can do, let me know. But don't what? don't put that kind of pressure on me now.
$500 to win, man.
$500.
Yeah. Then I think I owe you a third of that.
There it is. Steve all season long. I'm glad you won.
Thank you, sir.
Getting ready to go.
So you can see the NHRA media has a lot of side action on all things. All things.
Let me get in on some of those side bets.
Yeah, we'll let you know. We'll let you know. Steve, congratulations on the victory. Congratulations on your dominance. And some say that the title defense begins when the champ wins his first race of the following season. And so congratulations on that.
Thank you. These old Capco boys, we don't give up. We might be down for a little bit, but we're back up and we're ready for a fight.
As he is your reigning Mellow Yellow World Champion of the Top Fuel Eliminator, Steve Torrence, victorious here at Z-Max Show.
Right there.
Yeah.